to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon here on October 3rd, 2021. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And thank you for being here. And you're welcome to call in at our call-in number, which some of you have memorized, 512, some of you with bigger brains than mine, 512-248-8252. For me, I just have to take a penknife and carve it into the top of my desk. 512-248-8252. You're welcome to call in today. We don't have Donald Trump with us today, so that gives you a chance to get a word in edgewise. We will have Donald Trump with us next weekend. Oh, my goodness, I can't wait. The days can't fly by too quickly between now and next Sunday, when we will feature the as much as we can squeeze in of Donald Trump's Des Moines, Iowa Super Rally. It will take place Saturday night, just before our show. Saturday night, 7 p.m. I would drive there. I still might determine to drive there. It's a pretty long range drive for me from Grand Forks, North Dakota to Des Moines, Iowa. But I might attempt it. But those of you that live closer than that, well, the closer you live, the more imperative it is that you be there or be square at Des Moines. And that's at the Iowa State Fairgrounds there in Des Moines. But just go to DonaldJTrump.com. And you'll see some tabs there. Click on the tab Events. And the only event listed is that Des Moines rally next weekend. I was hoping that I could announce yet another new rally coming up subsequently, but it hasn't shown up yet on the DonaldJTrump.com website. So who knows? Who knows what the next rally will be? Will it be coming to a theater near you? Let's all hope. And I'm really waiting for, you know, I know Donald Trump will make an appearance in Minnesota at some point here in the run-up to the 2022 elections. He'll make an appearance in Wisconsin. I hope he makes an appearance in North Dakota. But Iowa's, fairly, is reachable from here. Anyway, I will be there. At any rally within 200 miles of here, I will be there. Now, let's see, where to start? Well, I'd like to make today's show, let me endeavor, make a resolution here at the beginning of the show to make it a positive show, encouraging to you. And as a theme around which to build that feeling, I would say this is something I've been thinking about. You know, when I try to figure out how can I encourage you folks out there, it's because I'm sharing with you is my efforts to encourage myself. And what I've been thinking this week since we last met up here in the Trump Clubhouse, I've been thinking about, well, how black are these times? How bad is it? How terrible is our prospect? And then I thought, you know, well, let's see, to put that in perspective, let's get into our Donald Trump time machine and go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear to see whether our ancestors who fought so nobly to give us the world that we've inherited, and before we begin to throw in the towel on the world they left to us as if we can't save it, let's think about some of the fights that they fought. Were they more discouraging than the one we're in? Were times even bleaker? Have our people, have your ancestors, yes, I'm talking to you, your ancestors, that's right, your great-great-great-grandpa and grandma and your eighth-great-grandmother and eighth-great-grandfather, all your nieces, nephews, uncles, and aunts, all your ancestors in your family tree, have they faced bleaker times? Well, the answer came back to me this week, a resounding, you bet, Kelso, you bet. I'll just throw some examples in here. Maybe you callers can call in with your own ideas. Some of you are really good historians out there. But there are moments in our history. Imagine yourself. Here we are. Let's dial into our Donald J. Trump time machine here. Turning the dial here. Turn the dial to, oh, something really close to all of us with which we're all familiar. The American War Between the States. What was it like to be alive in 1861, 2, 3, 4, during the war between the states? Whether you're in the North or the South, how bleak did it look? How bleak did it look to the young men and for the Southerners, some older men on the battlefield at Gettysburg? How bleak did it look, well, and throughout the Civil War? Well, folks, that was a pretty dark time. And then you can just go down. Well, before I dwell on any one particular bleak moment in our people's history, how about World War I? How about being at the Battle of the Somme in World War I, then called the Great War, since there wasn't a World War II by which to name it World War I? How about World War II? Just be just about anywhere during World War II, the most deadly war in history. Good going, fellow Europeans. What a smart idea it was to fight a war in which tens of millions of your brothers and sisters perished. And a lot of other things perished as well, including institutions, traditions, treasures of art and thinking. How about the 30 Years' War? In Europe, I know some of my ancestors, some of the names in my family tree are here in America because they fled the 30 Years' War in the Rhineland. Brutal, brutal war. Also, like World War I, World War II, like the Civil War, totally, totally unnecessary and utterly brutal. There were towns in the Rhineland Palatinate, from which much of my ancestral blood derives, that had 50% fatalities during the 30 Years' War. 50% fatalities. However dark the fight is that we're in right now, I don't think we're looking at 50% fatalities coming up in your town or mine. But your ancestors and mine sure were in the Rhineland Palatinate. How about folks, just reel them off. How about the Irish potato famine? How many of us died in that Irish potato famine? How lucky are you and I to be here? Because more people didn't die. Also, utterly needless, utterly bleak. How about the Hundred Years' War? How about the War of the Roses in England? What a stupid-ass war the War of the Roses was. And on and on and on. The dumb wars the stupid things that we did to ourselves. That were to live in those times, again, looking out the window of your time machine there, you can see those are actually bleaker times than the present moment. So I'm trying to, I hope I'm encouraging you with these words. This is a fight we can win. You know, if you were a young fellow during the American War between the states, how much choice did you have as to whether you were going to march off to war? You could be a copperhead in some parts of the North, but that wasn't always very fun. You sure had no choice in the South. Boy, if you were a young fellow in the South, you said, you know, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I don't want to go off to war. Well, Mom would tell you that your dad is already off to war, and you are getting on your horse, and you're going to go join General Lee's army. You had no choice in the matter, of course. Well, we have some options here. The point I'm trying to make, I'm not trying to do an essay on the Civil War or any of the other wars. I'm trying to say we've got some maneuvering room here. We've got some things going for us. Now I'm going to go to another area of things that we, specifically we Americans, have going for us. I use some examples from world history, European history. Something that only we Americans have going for us right now. And that is, think about it. You are the son or daughter of the first, and now this is the really interesting part, only free nation in the history of the universe. And that's a pretty sweeping statement. And I'll fill it in a little bit more later in the show if need be. You say, well, Britain's free, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, France, Germany, Sweden, these are free countries. Well, folks, not one of them has a First Amendment, not one of them, and never even came close. Not one of them has a Second Amendment as part of a founding document that is superior to their government. Your Constitution, Mr. and Miss American out there, you have a Constitution that is senior to the government that right now is tyrannizing over you. Now, of course, that document is being shredded and trampled, but if we can turn the world upside right, that document is senior. The pieces of crap in Congress and the Senate are bound by the chains of the Constitution. Yeah, of course, they're not right now. But we can get those chains back around them. Boy, do a lot of those people need to be in chains of every variety. So this is something that we've got. This is something in our armamentarium that we have to protect ourselves. And I'm going to talk about another, I think that term, I've never really used it much before at all, armamentarium. Isn't that a term that you can use referring to protective medicines that you can use? So I will talk about that concept later in the show, and I'll try to speak optimistically about ways, things that we have going for us in this fight against the bioweapon. And shall we say now, bioweapons, plural, that have been deployed against us by, and this will be another theme in his show, it doesn't sound very optimistic, but who has deployed the weapon, bioweapons, against us? Who is trampling our Constitution? Who has thrown the border wide open? Who gave $85 billion worth of the most advanced American armaments to animal terrorists whose favorite activity is cutting good people's heads off? Doesn't matter what age or sex. Well, the people who did all of that are, if you could summarize them in one word, if you only had one word in which to summarize our enemy, I'm listening closely here to the audience now, what is the one word that correctly summarizes our entire enemy? That's right. It's a four-letter word. No, not that one. That has five letters. You used the plural. But that word's accurate too. any one of those four-letter words that you added an S to is a correct description of our enemies. But the more polite description is evil. They are evil. And that, by the way, that's another thing I hope I'm going to encourage you with today, is that there's something different about our fight. Differentiating it from really almost all of the fights I listed earlier and others I could add. Other fights that we have fought have been fights between good, in general, in these European wars, good white people fighting good white people. Good Americans fighting good Germans. Good European, good Protestants fighting good Catholics in the 30 Years' War, in the 100 Years' War, in the Troubles in Ireland. Good Frenchmen fighting good Germans in World War I. Good Yankees fighting good Southerners in the Civil War. Now, on and on and on. What's different? Something to encourage you. This war that we're in today is a different war fundamentally. This is a war not between good people, you know, good people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or Ilhan Omar, you know, good people like that, and us. No, our enemy in this case is not good Germans, good Frenchmen, good Irishmen, good Scots. It's evil people. This is a battle. This is, you right now are a soldier in the most epic battle of good versus evil, maybe in the history of Earth. That's something. Wow, pinch yourself. You're in that battle. A much more important battle than the Battle of the Somme, but much more important than Pickett's charge at Gettysburg, much more important than the Battle of the Bulge, much more important than, well, just name any battle you want. So, let's see, I'm getting tangled up here in my own weeds, my own verbosity, but I'm trying to come up with some optimistic themes. This battle, being between good and evil, is a better battle. That's a better hill to die on than, you know, I mean, really, if you were a boy from, you know, a young man from Ohio, do you really want to go kill your brother from Tennessee and vice versa? No, you don't. But is it really an honor to be able to fight against evil? It sure is. That's a hill you want to fight on. Not necessarily. I like Patton's formulation. It's not a hill you want to die on. I like Patton's speech to his troops where he said, "Men, I want you to know." I'm just very, very roughly remembering from the movie, Patton. The goal of battle is not to die for your country. It's to make the other poor son of a bitch die for his country. So, well, okay. Not funny in that war. Not funny because the other guys weren't SOBs. The good kids from the Rhineland Palatinate were every bit as good and wonderful as people as the people shooting at them from Alsace and so on, etc. And the other, now this other thing that's optimistic for us, I never got to my point, which frequently happens, about America being the first and the only actually free nation in the history of the universe. We've got the Bill of Rights. We've got the Constitution. We have principles and standards that no other people have ever had for which to fight. So, and I'll come right back to that. Then we'll pick up a call from Kevin in Washington right after this break.
Still nice to hear, like the shoe.
best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John. Big John. That is. Let's go to Kevin in Washington. Kevin, how you doing?
Good, Jamie. How about you?
Oh, great. Well, okay. I'm not doing great.
Yeah,
of course, neither are you. Neither are any of us.
No.
but we can say, I'll tell you what. I'm thinking we can win this fight, Kevin. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no one said it'd be easy. But, you know, what you were saying before, you were talking about how bad the situation is today. And you made a few comparisons to the past. And you mentioned the Civil War, and I just want to say this is definitely the worst, predicament that we've ever been in. At least during the Civil War in the 1800s, there was some level of respect for the other side. I mean, that's all gone today. I just wanted to throw that in there. I mean, it's hard to compare any past.
Yeah, of course there are things, there are ways in which our present situation is worse than the Civil War or some of the other wars mentioned there, but just again, not to contradict you, Kevin, because I agree with the point you're making there, but just folks, I mentioned 50% fatalities in places like the Rhineland Palatinate during the 30 Years' War, not that long ago in Europe, which led many of our ancestors, led my German ancestors to come to America. Let me mention about the Civil War. I think among Southern men, I think the fatalities, there were over 300,000 Southerners killed, soldiers. That doesn't even include civilians, and there were a lot of those, and those aren't even put in the numbers that people count. 300,000 soldiers killed in 4 years. I think you may know it better than I do, Kevin, but I think it's like, I think if you were a Southern young man, you faced, you know, like well, I don't know what the number is, but like a 1 in 5 chance of being killed in the Civil War. I mean, the odds were awful. It was so bad. They had such a shortage of men in the South after the Civil War. There were women, but not men. And it even affected the North, not as badly. But the point I'm making, Kevin, is that that was truly a slaughter. I mean, you take that 620,000 acknowledged fatalities in the war between the states, and it was much bigger than that in a nation that I don't know. I don't remember the numbers, but the whole nation must have been something about 30 million people. So, you know, you're looking at a million probably dead people. Yeah, a million people killed in a war of 30 million people. So translate that into, you know, normalize the number, as they say in statistics, translate it into the present out of, and who knows how many people are in this country now, but at least people that are somewhat American, there are 300 plus million of us. That would be, you know, more than 30 million dead people.
Well, and that's very possible in the future. I mean, there's no telling, you know, what's going to happen, yeah, but the future holds, you know. I mean,
but I think, could, well, I think we, yeah, I think we can beat the tar out of our enemies. I think let me give you some more. I'll share with you, and I know you probably know of these already, Kevin, because you're such an astute student of political events. But things are looking up. For example, the popularity, even in the leftist controlled polling organizations, it's being acknowledged that the popularity of Joe Communist Biden is down in the 30%, you know, in the 30s. The disapproval numbers are very high. And what I'm building towards is this: in just 1 year, we're going to have another election. And in just 1 year, it looks as if there's a real possibility that Republicans and patriots will regain control of the House of Representatives. Remember, well, the Senate is split 50-50 right now. It just takes a win in one seat, just a few more crazy actions by the communists who are in control of the demon rat Communist Party to cause enough Americans, real Americans, to wake up.
Oh, Jamie, all of these... Yeah. All of the illegal aliens coming into Texas, and there's been probably about, you know, 15, 20 million of them just over the last 8 months alone. You know, 9 out of 10 of them are going to be on the Democrat plantation. What that means, though, is that Texas, it was already kind of purple to, you know, over the last couple elections. Texas isn't going to be purple. It's going directly blue.
Okay, now Kevin, I appreciate this is good. This is a good rhetorical exchange between the two of us. You're like the other half of myself talking to me. That's the dark view, and I appreciate your bringing it up, because I'm going to give the sunny view here. I don't think 9 out of 10 are going to vote communist. Some of them are coming from communist places, and they're even Cubans. Even Cubans are in this flood of people. So I don't think it's going to be 9 out of 10 voting for Democrats eventually. It isn't going to be immediate, I don't think. These people, the Democrats, are not going to be able to whip them into massive voting blocks within the next 12 months. These people are going to be scrambling all over the United States, trying to insert themselves into welfare programs and mm-hmm. get on the government tit. And so they're going to be preoccupied with that. So I don't think they're going to be... Go ahead.
All they have to do is get registered, though, and then with the mail-in voting scheme that they launched last year, you know, they learned that they can pull all kinds of tricks with that.
Yeah, now hang on, we'll continue this colloquy right after this break, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks, and having a friendly exchange here between my friend Kevin in Washington and myself, and looking at life from both sides now, from up and down, from win and lose, and still somehow, it's Trump's triumph that I recall. Anyway, just borrowing some great lyrics from the great, great Joni Mitchell, who's still with us. What a beautiful champion of our culture she is. Anyway, Kevin, there is a dark side. There is a, you know, it could get bad here. I mean, it could get, you know, kind of hopeless, but I'm seeing so much hope. What was the hope I was talking about here before we... Oh, I don't think all these millions of people coming across the border, I hope your number of 10 or 12 million is a little low right now, but it surely is more than the 1.5 million that they're admitting, you know, at least double that.
Much higher.
Yeah, much higher. That's true, much higher. But I'll tell you, you know, we're not going down. There are a lot of us. I'll tell you another thing to be optimistic about, fellow Americans. in all these various fights that have occurred through history and so on, we are the first. We are the first and only actually free people in the history of the world. We are the only people with a Bill of Rights, which is just symbolic of what I'm talking about, with only one with a Constitution, the only one with a Declaration of Independence like ours. And we're also the largest European people. Now, I'm going to obviously share my pride in being a European here. We are the largest European people in history, and not by a little bit, but by a lot. There are probably at least 200 million of us right now in America, nothing even close in any other nation. So we're blessed with that also. We're very large in numbers. I don't care if 10 or 20 million or 30 million non-Europeans and or third world people or non-Americans have come across the border. There are 200 million of us or more. That's a big army. And if that army ever gets its head together, which I think is happening, this is another reason that I'm encouraged, Kevin. I think our army, our team, is getting its head together. And it shows in the polling numbers. It shows, I'll give you some evidence of this. This is a strong piece of evidence, okay? You watch the weekend college football games, and the talking heads in the games are cringing now. They're getting ready to duck under the counter and hit the mute button. And you know why, Kevin, correct?
Yeah, the chance.
Because the crowd, I won't use the word, folks, but, you know, it begins with F, it has four letters, and then you complete the anagram here. It has U, C, and K in the word also. You put those in whatever order you like. Blank Joe Biden. And then people blow their horns, romp, romp, blank Joe Biden, romp, romp, blank Joe Biden. Okay, now, and also apparently, I didn't hear this one yet, but I saw the headline. Apparently, they were having to hit the mute button and were choking on their hot dogs at the NASCAR events. Yeah, because the crowd just started saying, blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden. Now, folks, come on, football games, high school games, college games, NASCAR, it's breaking out everywhere. And you've never heard that before. This is new. This is not like, an upsurge of blank the president chants. This has never happened ever before. In fact, I don't think it's ever happened in world history. You can't even find a country where a whole stadium of 80,000 people started screaming blank Angela Merkel or blank, name some, blank Charles de Gaulle. You can't find one. So we are showing that we're getting our heads straight. And so I think this is a fight that we can win. This is the political fight for our lives. A little later in the show, I'm going to talk about the fight for our medical lives, how we can beat the bioweapon launched by Anthony Fauci and his boys and girls with inside a medical mafia. We can beat it. And so there's encouraging news on that front. So I'll share that later. But that's a sub theme. The larger theme is that we can beat these communists, evil, and one of the things, Kevin, that's good, it's scary. So it makes the clouds look darker. But our enemies have revealed themselves. They have exposed themselves.
Yeah.
They've outed themselves. And I'm gonna use, you may not be aware of this one because I know you probably don't read this magazine, Kevin. You're probably like the rest of us. Your subscription to Playboy expired long ago, correct?
Never had one.
Never had one. Neither did I. But if I had one, I would have let it expire long ago. Guess what's on the cover of the most recent Playboy? Now, I'm going to show this as an example of how our enemies are outing themselves in every sense of the word. And these are real dumbasses. They are really full of themselves, and they're making an enormous mistake. They can't control themselves. I wouldn't expect self-restraint from evil people. The latest, do you know what's on the latest issue of Playboy magazine?
Who? Oh.
Okay, I'm looking at him now.
Oh. Okay.
He's not even good looking. He's not even cute. He's in ripped pantyhose, and he's a gay Filipino with the bunny ears on and the ankle or the wrist bands that bunnies used to wear and the high heel shoes. And here's what he has to say about himself. I'm reading the commentary here. He says, "I'm so pretty."
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm saying, Kevin. Look, there are enough normal people among us that when, you know, Playboy is outing itself. Playboy has been a disgusting magazine for maybe forever. Hugh Hefner was a disgusting person. But they're just, they had a fig leaf on. They put pretty girls on the cover. You know, there was something attractive about the magazine. The calendar was fun to look at. Mm-hmm. The swimsuit calendar was, you know, enjoyable.
Yeah.
Okay, not anymore. Not anymore.
No.
Nope. And this guy's name is, what's his name? His name is, oh, who cares what his name is?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a Filipino gay guy. With covered with tattoos, by the way, which you can hardly see, and they're ugly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, James, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you. Are you aware, probably over the past year now or so, maybe a little bit longer, that Bill Gates has become the largest owner of farmland in this country?
I saw that story, and that's concerning to me up here in North Dakota, which is...
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, there's a lot of talk, a lot of rumors lately about the economy, about how the global supply chain is, you know, ready to buckle and, you know, inflation. Maybe, you know, the U.S. might default on its debt. Well, all things considered, I mean, what do you think the odds are that we see a severe economic crisis within the next...
Okay.
Sometime within the next year?
Okay, I would say... Now, there are there's a fork in the road. There's a fork and then there's a sub fork. If we lose the House in 2022, that's in just, you know, 13 months from now, there's a really bleak scenario that I'm going to talk about. But we're going to win that one, too. If we win the House in November 2022, and then that leads to a Trump victory in 2024, there's a much sunnier road. I think Donald Trump, as our president, starting in November of 2024, sworn in January of 2025, I think he can make America great again, just as he said in his last wonderful rally there in Perry, Georgia. Make America great again. Now, if we lose in 2022, and there's only one way we'll lose in 22, and there's only one way we'll lose in 2024, and that is with massive, massive voter fraud.
Which is very possible.
Oh, yes. I mean, there will be massive voter fraud.
It's to be expected at this point.
It is to be expected. The only question is, if it's massive enough that they pull it off, then if we go that way, let's go down the dark road first. Well, here's where I think that's going to go. I listened to Chip Roy, who's a wonderful congressman from Texas. I haven't been following this guy enough. Chip Roy, real hell of a man from Texas. I don't know which district he's from in Texas, but he was on the floor of the House during the after hours speaking events where you're talking too much to an you're talking to the camera. And my gosh, he was good. And here's what he said. He couldn't say it from the floor. You're not allowed to say, let's secede. You're not allowed to say, let's get the hell out of the United States. But that's what he was saying. He was saying from the floor, he was saying, what's so united about the United States? And he's saying, and why would a patriot want to be part of the United States the way it's constituted right now? Why would a Texan want to be part of Joe Biden's United States? And his answer was... Yeah, but here's what I'm thinking. I think this could be really, really, an amazing fight for us to be in. I think, to answer your question, where's it going to go? I think the economy is going to go into the toilet. To answer your question on that, yes, it's going to go into the toilet. Can we take it? Can we handle it? Yes, we can handle it. We're not going to come apart. The communists are counting on the fact that when they want to inflict economic chaos on us because they think we will fall apart. We'll lose our discipline. We'll turn on each other. We'll be like rats, and we'll be biting each other. No, we won't. No.
Well, all things considered, when you look at the When you look at the possibility, you know, the global supply chain collapsing, like they said, and everything else, you know, with the massive inflation going on, I mean, it's not that far-fetched to assume, you know, maybe sometime even in the next, before the next year, you know, that there won't, you know, the supermarkets might not even be open.
Yes. No, all of the above. There's nothing these people are not willing to inflict on us. But here's where they've miscalculated. And this is where I derive my optimism, Kevin. I think we're one hell of a people, and we've got one hell of a backbone. And when we're fully aroused to a fighting fury, you don't want to be on the other side. You don't want to be our enemy when we're fully aroused to a fighting fury. And the communists are making a big, big mistake, because they're not going to demoralize us. And that's a hat that I'm proud to wear on this show. I don't want to have anything to do with the communist demoralization program. I don't want to give anybody a feeling that, okay, you can't beat the coronavirus. You can't beat the communists. You can't beat Chuck Schumer and a piece of garbage Nancy Pelosi. By the way, speaking of that, you know, look at our enemy, folks. Look at the people like Chip Roy. Go look up Chip Roy, that handsome big Texan. I want to be in his army. We're going to beat the daylights out of an army led by the likes of chubby Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, have you seen that guy, the pot belly on Chuck Schumer? The guy has a hard time going up four stairs. The guy, have you seen his posture? You want a better one? Just look at Nancy Pelosi. Just look at her face. I mean, people have gotten so used to her, they're not seeing her anymore. Look at her face. Look at those eyes. Oh my God, that's the leader of our enemy. I'm proud and glad to fight an enemy that's led by a sack of garbage that is as ugly as Nancy Pelosi. And I hope she's listening. I hope you're listening, Nancy Pelosi, because I want you to know you are ugly. You can see it. By the way, this is a commonality of all of our enemies. They're all evil. I mean, see, now, here's a contrast I want to draw for you, Kevin. I know you'll understand this. I mean, who were among the noblest people of the American Civil War? Let's go back to that, the war between the states. Who were among the greatest men?
Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee, folks. He was the leader of the Southern armies, the leader of the Army of Northern Virginia. What a man. There's a reason that Washington and Lee University was named for Washington and Lee. I think Lee was still alive when they named the university after him. Because even Northerners understood, this is a man. Even General Grant at Appomattox Courthouse understood, this is a man among men. Well, okay, and then you go down the list of other Southern leaders, you know, like Stonewall Jackson. You know, oh my, you read the stories about Stonewall Jackson. What a man. Okay, now, what has the left got? The people we're fighting. We're not fighting a Robert E. Lee. We're not fighting a Stonewall Jackson. You know, we're not fighting any enemy of whom you could say, there he stands like a stone wall. We're not fighting anybody like that. We're fighting Nancy, piece of garbage, sack of you know what, Pelosi. I mean, as Donald Trump, really, it would be shameful to be beaten in a battle, in a war, by an army led by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden.
Well, it won't be led by them, Jamie. It'll be led by their bought and paid for generals in the military, and there's plenty of them.
Let's go there. General Milley? General Silly Milley? General, this guy, the Secretary of Defense, Austin, he's also a general. General Austin? Look at that guy's face. I mean, he's got to get some control over his donut eating. I mean, that's a general? That guy was ever in combat, could ever lead in combat. He could he ever even mount a horse? I don't think so. These guys, these people are pathetic. And this other general, I mean, all of them. So yeah, anywhere you turn, here's the optimistic thing I'm trying to convey, Kevin. And I appreciate you giving the rhetorical, you know, the argument here from the other side, as if we're in an Oxford Union debate. There are no heroes among our enemies. There are no noble or admirable. So this is one reason I'm deriving optimism about this. On our team is full of people like Congressman Chip Roy, Congressman Jim Jordan. I mean, these are real men and women. You know, we've got some incredible leaders, and the Trump movement is bringing them out. This radio show, what is this radio show? It's a Trump phenomenon. Everybody listening to this show, you're part of the Trump movement. And it's bringing the best out of you. It's getting you mobilized and enthused and, you know, fired up for the fight, whatever the, however, and here's what I want to leave. This would be the, you know, the point of today's show. However this fight goes, you're going to be proud that you were in it. Your children, your grandchildren, they're going to be proud you were in it. It may not be that hard a fight. If Trump wins in 2024 and we win in 2022 and so on, it may not be that miserable a combat. On the other hand, this might be one hell of a fight that is not going to be fun. But there's a whole lot of things.
Don't forget, though, you know, even Trump himself, he said, I think it was just a few weeks ago, even he admitted, he said, you know, there's not going to be anything left by 2024. That's what
that's
he said.
That's true. No. He did say But you'll remember, Kevin, I pointed out.
Make a Ford and a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like the should. 'Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Here we are. We found a place to do our thing right here at Republic Broadcasting Network. And Kevin's on here with us. And now, Kevin, I'm going to shift over here. Oh, Kevin's gone. All right. Well, Kevin, hey, out there in Radio Land, Kevin, thank you for joining me. And now I'm going to make a shift here, folks, from the big battle, which is the battle between you, the good guys, and the communists, or before Karl Marx ever gave them any kind of a name, evil. They've always had that name, evil. As I said, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, if that woman's face, or pick a boy if you want, pick who's the nastiest looking among them for their mascot for male evil. I'll think about that. I don't know which one, Nadler, Schumer, I don't know which one, Mitt Romney. I don't know which one. Ben Sass. How about George Bush? How about George Walker Bush? Anyway, I'm going to shift now to the secondary battle, which is the bioweapon that everybody has had to deal with for the last 2 years. And there's good news on that front. Now, let me say this. I want to kind of wrap this up and put it together in I've kind of focused my own mind on this battle here. Everything I'm going to be suggesting to you or relating to you is not a medical suggestion from me. Okay? I didn't do very well in medical school. I never went to medical school, folks. And I'm just like you. I'm a layman who is very interested in the health of his own family. So I'm very interested in vitamins and healthy foods and healthy lifestyle. Okay. So what I'm going to refer to, let me give you a reference here. The website is, it's the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, FCCC. That's four letters, and it has an F and a C in it, but it's FCCC. These are the good guys. And I love these guys. I'll be talking about it in just a moment here. A little bit of a break, and then we're going to talk bioweapon. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher Certified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!